Meanwhile, the World Council of Churches, or WCC, has joined with a coalition of church organizations calling for an end to restrictions which have banned humanitarian aid distributions in Zimbabwe. A statement issued by the WCC, World Alliance of Reformed Churches, World Student Christian Federation, World Alliance of WYMCAs, and World Alliance of YMCAs said steps need to be taken to end the ban on distributing humanitarian aid, end all forms of political violence and intimidation, and create an environment for true healing and reconciliation. WCC spokesperson Eleanor Giddings Ivory says she is hopeful Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe will heed the call.
With all of the confusion that's going on following the secondary election period, we are really concerned that the aid that needs to get to the people who are hurting gets there. There's no reason why the ban on this aid should not be lifted, allowing the humanitarian organizations to come in and do what humanitarian organizations do, to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, and so forth, as we fulfill our understanding of the scripture. We've just released this statement, and so we're hoping that it gets to be heard and seen and followed through by those in leadership.